Hello. I'm here to fix the old pipes and water and stuff. You called for a plumber, right? Perfect. I thought I might have gotten the wrong house for a sec. I'll just come on in then. Oh, I'm Elle, by the way. What's your name again? Ah, that's right. Such a cute name. So, over the phone, you mentioned that your toilet was on the fritz. Ah, your kitchen sink. That's what I meant. Just easy to get those confused, you know. Well, sort of. Anyway, where's your kitchen? Perfect. Let's have a little look-see, shall we? I'll just gear up here. Safety first and all. Got my gogs, got my gloves, and do you have like a fire extinguisher close by? You know, just in case. You know what? I'm sure it'll be fine. Let's see if we can figure out what's wrong with your sink. Ah, I see what's wrong here. There's no water coming out. That's your problem. You knew that already. Oh, so that's what you want me to fix. Of course you do. I mean, that's why I'm here, right? So silly. Let's take a peek down there. All right. So here we have some pipes of many shapes and sizes. Some are straight and some are squiggly. Oh yes, of course I know what I'm looking at. I'm a plumber after all. You see, here we have the spickety spookity, and it's looking quite healthy. And then this part is the bumpadoo. Not many people know what a bumpadoo is, but it's very, very important. The most important, perhaps. And then you see this. This is known as a whoopsie-doo, since it's curved, kind of like a roller coaster. And then when you're going down it, you would go whoopsie-doo right at that part, right? A U-bend? Ah, yes, that is what it's called. I was just testing you. Anyway, there's no water coming out, which must mean that there's an issue with where the water comes out, which would be the ground. What? What kind of question is that? Of course I'm a plumber. Can't you see all my plumber gear? I mean, look at this tool belt. It's filled with tools. I have a hammer. And, my hat says plumber on it, and I can't believe that you would question my credentials like that. Why? Because I'm a beautiful woman? Besides, if I wasn't a plumber, would my butt crack be showing? No. I don't want to hear it. You think that just because I'm a woman, I can't be a plumber. Well, I went to plumber school, plumber university, like everyone else. I was a valedictorian. Huh? Oh, my name tag. About that. Well, it does say I'm a receptionist, but I'm a part-time receptionist, part-time plumber. A jack of all trades. Okay, fine. Oh, gosh. You caught me. I'm not a real plumber. I'm just a no-good phony. I'm sorry, mister. No, it's not like that. I work for the plumbing business, but I was the one that took your call, and there was no plumbers available, and I felt bad because you sounded really sweet, and I didn't want to disappoint you, so I figured that I could just come and fix it for you, and, well, I guess I overestimated my ability to do that, and, Well, I don't know. I thought it would be simple, but it was a lot more complicated than I was expecting. I don't know. I figured it's just pipes and water, so it's just like a big old straw. One of those swirly straws, and it has holes on it, or maybe just one hole. I'm not sure about the amount of holes. I have no idea what I'm looking at. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to lie to you. I'm sorry for wasting your time. But maybe we can salvage this still. I mean, we're smart adults, right? Well, you are. If we put our heads together, I'm sure we can figure out all this pipey-wipey stuff. Well, I may not be a trained plumber or whatever, but I've watched a ton of plumbing videos. So even though I don't actually know what the parts are called, I bet I can remember some bits and bobs and intuit my way through this. Yeah, the plumbing videos are how I knew what to wear and stuff. It's very clear of the procedure. Now let's just think through this. I came into your house, check. I introduced myself as a plumber, check. I bent over and put my head under the sink to show off my cheeks, check. So I'm pretty sure we're at the part where we fuck. Well, yeah, that's the logical next step, right? I don't know. All I have is the videos I've watched. I'm just trying to follow the instructions. Well, yeah, they were porn videos, but that doesn't matter, does it? Porn uses logical and real-world knowledge all the time, doesn't it? Look, are you gonna complain about my learning material or just bang me? Come on, please, take your pants off. I really want to get out of these stupid little overalls. They're just too small and my boobs are already showing. Come on. And the shirt, too. That's much better. Now, what about you? Oh, come on, don't be shy. I've already done it, see? My overalls are off. And all my bits are hanging free, so you don't have to be embarrassed. And you don't have to look away either. I'm trying to show you. Well, yeah, of course I wasn't wearing panties or a bra. That's just another thing I would have to take off before you fuck my brains out. And besides, it makes my ass and tits bounce a lot more when I walk. Don't you appreciate a good jiggle? Now come on, you can't fuck me with your pants on. Please take them off. There you go, look at you, already hard. Was it the bouncing boobs? Or maybe it was the butt crack. All right, now we can get down to business. Go ahead, throw me up on that countertop so you could take me from behind. Yes, I'm serious. This is the least I can do for all the trouble I've caused. Come on, give me a boost. Woo, that countertop is cold. Okay, come on. Put your cock in me, please. I want to warm up. Come on, spread my cheeks and slide it in. We got cum to spill. Oh, fuck. That felt even better than I thought it would. Oh, my God. Ooh. Well, I guess you should, start thrusting if you... Oh, fuck, yeah. Oh, fuck, babe. Oh, that feels so good. Holy shit. Oh, fuck. Oh my God. Your cock feels so good inside me. Shit. No. Don't be gentle, mister. I want you to treat me like a piece of meat. Come on, tenderize me. Come on. Oh, fuck yeah, that's the spirit. Come on, keep going. I was a bad girl for tricking you. Come on. Oh, fuck. Just pretend that I'm a nice, thick chunk of dough for you to knead and mold. However you want. Oh, use those hands, hold my waist, grab my ass, and pound me. Oh. Yeah, my ass is pretty fucking big, huh? So thick and round. He's always bumping into stuff. Yeah? Oh, you like it? Oh. You like this big fucking ass bent over your kitchen counter? Oh, yeah, show me. Come on. Show me how much you love it, mister. Oh, fuck. Slap it harder, come on. Oh, harder. Oh, fuck yeah. I can't get enough of you using me like this. It's so hot. Oh my god. Don't stop. Don't stop. You making my fat ass jiggle for you while I take your fucking cock. Oh, yeah. Oh, come on. Why don't you make my cheeks clap? Yeah, fuck me harder. Come on, do it. I want you to really go for it. Oh, I'm just a slutty fake plumber. Oh, God. Oh, yeah, that's it. Oh, fuck. Holy shit, I feel so good. Good. Oh, God. Oh, you're lifting me up so high over this counter. My feet can't even reach the floor. They're just a fucking dangling while you pound me. Oh, no. Don't stop. No, don't stop. I need this. Having your throbbing cock inside me like this, I've never felt better. Hold on a sec. Just let me get my leg up on the counter so you get a better angle. Yeah, now you're gonna be able to get even deeper. Come on, baby. Yeah, fucking take it. Oh, fuck yeah, that's it. Oh my god, it's fucking deep. Oh, it's fucking deep. Oh, yeah, hold my ankle and my waist just like that. Use me however you want. Only a little cum dumpster. Oh god. No, oh, I think you're gonna make me fucking cum on that dick. I'm gonna cum so fucking good for you. Squirt all over your dick. Take me, please, please. Don't hold anything back. Claim me. Use me. Please. Oh god. Just like that. I'm gonna come. Oh, fuck. Holy shit. Fuck, I feel all that cum inside me. Oh, fuck. That was so sexy. Like, so hot. I mean, it wasn't my first time having sex, but I've never been fucked by a customer. Oh my gosh, you filled me up so good. And you made me squirt everywhere. Oh my goodness, I made such a mess. I guess that's one tap that we got running. Okay, that was a bad joke. I'm sorry. Who knew plumbing could be so hot? Kiss me. Yeah, well, I knew it was sexy from all that porn I watched, but goddamn, actually doing it? This blew my horn-tastic fantasies out of the water. I know this isn't exactly conventional. I mean, none of this visit has been, I guess. But I don't suppose you'd mind if I spend the night. I just really don't think that my legs are gonna work that well to use the pedals of my car after the way you just fucked me. And also, I just want to stay. You're the best ever. Now, I suppose I could take the couch. Or I could sleep in your bed with you. You know, so when we want to go for round two, we're ready at a moment's notice. Yay! You're the best. Oh my gosh. I'm, well, kind of shocked at how this turned out, but I'm happy. Oh! One of our plumbers is actually on the way. Yay! Yeah, she'll be here in like 15 minutes. And yes, before you ask, she is a real, actual, licensed plumber. And she knows how to fix all the things. And, well, she's pretty, but she's not as pretty as me, okay? Or at least I hope she's not. Can you just pick me? I don't know. I'm gonna run upstairs and hide, though, because I don't want her to catch me naked with your cum dripping out of me. You know, I think I might get fired. And this is my only job, so. Okay. I think that I, should probably get this, cleaned up for you, or... Really? You'll do it? Okay. Yeah, just make sure, because, I mean, I don't know. I don't know if plumbers can, like, DNA test or something. I don't want her to catch me. Okay. I'm gonna go upstairs, and, when she's all done, just come and meet me, and I'll be ready and waiting for you, naked. Okay.